And how does a common concept of vision make a difference when, as we're seeing in Hong Kong, the state can play the trump card of physical repression, can employ clandestine military action? And because it owns the media, as we saw in Egypt, and of course, here in the US with the Occupy movement, can mobilize the internalized state in our sleeping brothers and sisters. I mean, this has always been our primary challenge, that internalized state within all of us, because we are turned over to the system and educated, quote unquote, by the masters, so-called. It's very hard to challenge the state, as we'll be seeing as we read excerpts from W.E.B. Du Bois' autobiography in a minute. Now, this may be less of a problem, this ability of the global state to mobilize the internalized state within us against our brothers and sisters taking the lead for freedom, for all. Not having the courage to stand with folks who are showing leadership, or actively displaying hostility or worse towards us. But it may be less of a problem than we suppose. The internet and increasing global joblessness has cut a broad swath of resistance and multiplies impact fast. In short, the pump has been primed, which means that we simply must begin, each one of us who hears this, to share these words with our brothers and sisters, that our goal, not in some distant generation, but right now, is a global society that is classless. It also may be less of a problem, precisely because, I mean, we've never done this. We're going to be talking more about what that means, global action, in upcoming shows. But it changes it's a game changer. It changes the rhythm of our activism. It's a new beat. It's a global beat. It means we reverberate against back and forth. You know, it's call and response in instant, in real time, using instantaneous communications means. So it's a different world than ever existed before. It's just getting past that initial challenge of doing something that we've never done before.